Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Derek J.
By the way, I do want to say thanks to Dan Kraftsig, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, meaning Dan contributes $10 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get on more radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board. We're going to be announcing a couple new, I believe at least one new station coming up on Sunday. So thanks to amplifiers like Dan Kraftsig, you can join the AMP program for just $5 a month. Now, Dan's doing 10, but you can do it for $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we're going to get into, I think, Derek, you've got the story about how to survive coronavirus. Or
yeah.
You wanted to talk about that. So that's
it's
coming
very
up.
Very important.
But I also thought, you know, just to recap briefly, we've been discussing Chris Cantwell's hearing. Nobody, you went with me on day one of the hearing, which was actually about a week ago. It was, I think, last Thursday.
So you guys went all the way out to Concord and watched this hearing?
I did.
Well, I had to go to court that day in Manchester.
You did?
So, yeah, I was in morning court. And then,
what is morning court?
In the morning.
Well, it's court that happens in the morning.
And did you talk about, were there charges, or is this a secret?
This was the end of my, I had an arrest a while ago for, like, driving on suspended license, but they also charged me with being a felon in possession of a garden tool because there was a machete in my trunk along with some other landscaping tools. So anyway, I beat the garden tool charge because a machete isn't a weapon under New Hampshire law. I beat it twice. I beat it once and they indicted me again and I beat it again. But I did lose on the driving on suspended license. So, I have to do, I think
60 hours.
Yeah, like 60 hours of community service, 10 of which 50 I can do at the Shire Free Church, but I have to do 10 someplace else.
Point of clarification, were you driving a former police car with a smiley face smoking a joint on it?
As a matter of fact, I was.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I'm pretty sure that's why they decided that my garden tool in my trunk was a weapon.
Yeah, I'll bet they didn't like that.
No.
And so, and still it's not over because they also want me to pay. I had to get two separate lawyers because they indicted me twice on this charge. And so now the Office of Cost Containment wants $800 for each lawyer. And I'm going to tell them, well, that's very nice for you to want that, but you're not going to get it. So you're going to need to throw me in jail for as long as you feel like locking an innocent man up. And then...
Right.
Die mad about it because I'm not going to give you money.
They hit you with false charges,
Demanded
that you take their attorney, and then charged you for the attorney that you supposedly have a right to defense, charged you $1,600 after you already won on charges that were complete BS in the first place.
And they're very clear that if you don't get a lawyer, they don't care if you're innocent. They will convict you and put you in prison. And I didn't want to go to prison, so I took the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
How many days in jail buys a lawyer?
You know, I don't know.
$150
$150.
If it's $150,
they tripled it.
I don't know if they would credit that at the same rate, because that's what they use for fines.
I don't know. I think it's just what they use if you owe the state money.
So we're talking roughly 1 to 2 weeks.
Not even a week.
10 days.
Yeah, but like depending. Say it's variable.
I mean, 1,600 would be...
Oh, for 1,600. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, 11 days.
Right.
Okay. So that's, you know...
Yeah, it's Valley Street, which I don't
That's
like that
good.
Idea, but,
yeah.
You know, I've been there before, and I didn't die.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
So we'll see how that develops.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So, yeah, we went to Nobody's Hearing first, and then we went to Concord for Chris Cantwell's hearing, which ended up being delayed till the afternoon, which is why it took 2 days, because they did 2 hours that afternoon and then had to postpone it till this Tuesday.
All these
Tuesday.
Friends with court. On the same day, no less.
Well, Cantwell, I don't think nobody would consider him a friend.
Right.
You were just there for the ride, basically.
Basically, I was going to go sit in a coffee shop during this thing, and Ian indicated he wanted somebody to watch his six. So
yeah.
I was there to watch Ian's
six. Good idea.
That was my only reason for being there.
Right.
I don't...
It ended up being really revealing, though. It's really interesting to know what sort of arguments the state wants to make against a guy like this.
Right.
And, you know, you bring up the points about, oh, he knew about Bitcoin. Well, what kind of argument is that? You knew about Bitcoin? Like, a lot of people know about Bitcoin, so what?
Well, the argument from their perspective was that, well, he could be doing things secretly.
Uh-huh.
And so we don't know what he's doing. Because the idea was, from the defense, was like, look, just give us any provisions, let him out. We don't care if you tell him that he can't have guns. You've already got all his guns. They took 17 guns out of his house when they raided his house, even though they weren't on the warrant, but because they're felony charges, they take the guns. So they took the guns.
They like to take the guns first and have due process later.
Right. And so they say, okay, well, the defense is like, well, you can put whatever restrictions you want on Chris. You can tell him not to be on social media, which honestly would be like the hardest thing for him. Right? Like, if he were on bail restrictions and one of them, yeah, okay, he can go and he can do urine tests, no problem. He can go and not have his guns, no problem. All these other restrictions, ankle monitoring, GPS, no problem. But to tell him he can't go and post his opinions on the internet, that would be a ridiculous level of restriction on him, in my opinion. It would be hard for him to not violate that. But the judge wouldn't even let that one go because of this claim that he knows about Bitcoin. Because of the claim that he knows about secret messaging apps. So the idea was that, oh, well, we'll accept the defense. Was like, go ahead, you can tell him that he can't be on any computer at all, or even if you want to let him on one computer, the probation department has a software, right? Like, they've got restrictive monitoring software. They can put it on your computer if you're on bail and tell you, we're watching. Everything you do, we're watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're only allowed to go to these sites, you're not allowed to go to these sites, whatever the restrictions are. They can put all kinds of restrictions. But the judge basically said, well, yeah, but he knows too much. He's too knowledgeable about technology, so therefore we don't believe that we could effectively restrict him. So he has to stay in jail. So because he knows too much, because he's too smart, he's got to stay in jail.
Wow.
Because he could use some sort of technology to threaten some other person, even though no one has actually complained about these threats. Because remember, the supposed victim in this case simply posted photos of the chat online. He didn't go to the feds or the local police. He just posted them online because they were just posting things about Chris and attacking his show.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like a funny thing for them, was this argument that they had over Telegram. It was the federal agents who were watching Bull Patrol and the federal agents who were watching Chris Cantwell that saw the post, and then they said, "Ooh, now we can bring him up on charges and raid Chris's house and take all of his stuff."
You know,
wow.
Just don't be bad. Don't be a jerk. That's the bottom line.
That's
it's like,
true.
I wish that we could just argue from principle and say, like, well, it's free speech and, you know, free. You're
it
supposed
is.
To be. But people don't care about principles.
Which is why you shouldn't have a jury.
Well, okay.
Because they don't care.
But philosophically, it seems like humanity's got a long way to go before principle is going to be more important than feeling and emotion.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to be a jerk, bad things are going to happen,
yep.
Whether or not you're in the right on a certain issue. So don't be a jerk.
Well, I agree with you. But still, I got to stand up for the jerk, you know, because...
I hear you.
Because
you're
free speech,
pushing the philosophy.
Free speech is important.
You're helping the philosophy grow.
And there's a reason why they're targeting him, right? Like, because, like I said, they could go on tonight, any Xbox or PlayStation server with, like, first-person shooters, you know, teenagers, young 20-somethings.
Oh, and they're all saying this stuff to each other, right?
Totally trash-talking each other. They're going to kill this and that. They're going to rape. Whatever. I don't know. I haven't been on one of these servers in years, but they're not nice, right? Like, they're not nice. These anonymous teenage boys. And they could just go and arrest all of them and charge them with it. Now, they're not going to do that because those people have friends. Those people have a life. Chris Cantwell has no friends left, or very few. He's got a little internet fan club, and even within his own white nationalist movement, he's made enemies.
Just be nice.
So they go after him because no one's going to stand up for him. And that's bad news for freedom of speech. How to survive coronavirus coming up.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay and their new ambassador program, which allows you to help businesses start taking cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash. And if you're like we are and super excited about getting out there and using cryptocurrency in real life, now you can actually profit from it. You can actually make something, some ongoing income from passive income. I guess that's the right word, because you're not really doing much after you get it set up, usually, because AnyPay is darn reliable. When you go into a local business and you get them hooked up with the AnyPay Cash Register app. But what you got to do first is download it for yourself. You got to download it and try it out and test it out and get familiar with it. And then, you know, add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the back end. Then, once you're, you know, ready to go, once you understand what AnyPay is all about, you can hook up your local business with it and install the AnyPay Cash Register app and help them get it set up, and then let AnyPay know, which is Derek J. and Steven, who couldn't make it out tonight because he's super busy with cool AnyPay programming
he's working
projects.
On something cool.
AnyPayInc.com is their website. That's AnyPayInc.com. You just go to AnyPayInc.com and let them know who you got set up, which business was your responsibility. And you should make yourself available to the business for future questions and assistance and things like that.
Yep.
But I love it. I'm so excited about the AnyPay Ambassador program, so thanks for making it happen.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I like it, too. I like seeing Bitcoin being used.
Me
too.
That's
what I always wanted. No?
And you made it happen.
Yeah. It's fun. I used it today to buy a salad.
I use mine.
A drink.
Almost every day.
AnyPay has a cool thing where it's grab and go. So today when I went into the salad place, mm-hmm. I went over to the juice bar that they have where you can like grab a juice. Now normally you would take that up to the register, but they have a QR code there. I scanned it, paid, and when I got to the register to go order a salad, she was like, "Oh, I see you already bought a juice."
Mm-hmm.
It's just right there up on her screen. So that was pretty cool.
It is cool. And now the grab and go is kind of in a test mode right now, right? Like, or is it done? Is
no,
it ready to roll?
It's out there. I mean, there's not much material on it, so people, if they want to have grab and go at their store, mm-hmm. they would need to email and
because there's will no help like, them.
Yeah, there's no instructions about it. But if
right.
you log into your admin, you know, you'll see that it's one of the options there.
I
you
think
can connect to
cool
Square.
Thing.
Yeah, the cashier thought it was cool too. She liked it. She
yeah.
said she actually because of this. She went to the smoke shop in town and used Bitcoin to
they
buy,
have grab and go
to buy some stuff.
No.
No, they okay. just regular AnyPay.
Just the salad place has the grab and go right now, right?
Yeah, and me. I have a little store in
okay.
Portsmouth that
that's
you
right.
can buy stuff.
You guys reopened the Bitcoin shop.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
No. I mean, it's not like a secret, but it's not like something really cool. Like, it's
well, you might not. Well, hold on. See, that's the thing. You might not think it's cool. Because you're there every day, right? Like, it's just normal for you. You're in there all the time. It's
yeah.
your office. You
I
know.
Kicked some libertarians out today. They didn't have any bitcoins on them. He's like, I'll take a coffee. I'm like, get out of here. You don't even have money. He opens
what
his
kind
wallet,
of libertarian
tries to show me
have...
cash. I know. Come on. It's been 10 years. Get
right?
some bitcoin.
What are you doing?
Put some bitcoin on your phone.
Now, would you take gold backs if
no.
somebody came in with them?
It's a bitcoin shop.
Yes, yeah, bitcoin shop.
Bitcoin or get
okay.
out. Yeah. Like, it's not hard.
No. No, it's not.
And I think it's good to kick people out for that. Not, like, angrily or anything, but, like, get lost, man.
You don't belong. We don't want your kind around here.
Yeah.
With your filthy,
dude,
filthy money.
Catch up.
I mean, I can understand that. The Church of the Invisible Hand has a fatwa on the dollar. you know, it's haram.
Right. But no, what I was going to say is it's normal to you. But for some people, it's like, oh, my God, this is so cool. I'm in the Bitcoin shop.
Yeah.
And that's why you had so many people come and visit the old Bitcoin shop, because that's what you guys started with back in, I think it was 2017, right?
Yeah.
Where you opened up this teeny little shop in a little tiny one-room shop.
It's a hole in the wall, yeah.
yeah. In downtown. Nice location, like right next to the, near the water, not that far away from that.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to the bridge or whatever in Portsmouth. And you had just average folks coming in and asking about Bitcoin, and it was a cool outreach project. But there were a lot of people who would come here, and they, you know, like after you closed... because you had it open for like a year, and then you wanted to focus on doing AnyPay and other things. You just didn't have time for the shop anymore.
Right.
So you closed the shop at that time, and we still had people come in here, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to Portsmouth. I'm going to check out the Bitcoin shop. And I'd have to tell them, sorry, but they closed it. You can go over here to the Bitcoin Embassy now, and they've, you know, that's exciting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that is cool.
But so what you're doing now is it's back. The Bitcoin shop is back. It's not the same as it was. How's it different now?
It's a cashierless store. So before, you know, there was someone there who would basically help you out and answer questions about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And it was lots of, like, Bitcoin mugs and, like, smash the bankers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, that was cool, and we sold a lot of those things. But really, it's less about Bitcoin stuff and more about normal stuff that you can just buy with Bitcoin. So we've got, you know, like, some juices from the Fresh Press and a couple other things. So, you know, it's like a small cafe.
Yeah.
You might go in and buy something with Bitcoin there. And what's cool is it uses this technology, BIP70. I mean, we're really getting into the weeds, but it's like it's a cool way to use Bitcoin. It's even cooler than just regular Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah, because it shows up on your phone. Like, when you scan a QR code, normally that's just an address. It's like
an address,
okay,
and an amount.
An address. Yeah, but an amount, that would be in terms of Bitcoin, because Bitcoin has no way to say a dollar amount.
Right.
But this is a way to say an actual dollar amount,
oh,
so it doesn't matter. Yeah, so like when I bought the juice at the cafe, that's $9. But $9 in Bitcoin today is not going to be the same
as it is
tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
was this like a gallon of juice?
No, it's like, you know, it's high quality juice.
It's a fancy, fancy place.
So.
It's Portsmouth, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it's cool.
It's a cool place to
be. That's
what
I'm saying. It's for people.
I always have the sign say closed. So, like, if I'm in there, people really have to try hard to get
in.
Yeah. But I have two signs that say closed, but they, like, knock on the windows, and there's always, I mean, we had, I guess, about 10 people who came in today while we were closed.
Yeah.
I'm working in there.
How many of them bought something?
Zero.
Boo.
That doesn't matter.
How many of them could have bought something? Meaning they had
two.
Two out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Check them out. Website for Bitcoin. Does the Bitcoin shop
have a website? I guess it still does. Free State Bitcoin was the website.
Okay.
Let me check.
You should check
still
and see
there.
What's over there. But yeah, AnyPay, of course, is great. You got to check them out at AnyPayInc.com. They're doing amazing work, not just in New Hampshire, by the way. You guys are big in Bangkok.
Oh, yeah. The website's still there. Yeah, we're in Bangkok. Yeah.
Like, big time.
Like, big time. It's weird.
Have you been there for a while or just one night?
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
No, it's cool. Like, I guess there's a lot of expats who go, and not just from the U.S., but, like, most of the people who have spread AnyPay in Bangkok are, there's a couple of guys from Germany, and there's one guy from France, and they're on competing teams.
Ooh.
One is Dash, and one is BCH.
That's cool.
And they go to, like, set up businesses, and they want, like, you use Bitcoin Cash. No, use Dash.
Isn't there, like, 60 businesses now?
There? I haven't counted.
There's more coming up here. 855, 450, free.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lot of things are happening. We're very well organized. We have great talent, great doctors, great everyone. This tremendous spirit.
President Trump talking to reporters outside the White House. The president also says the coronavirus is being monitored very closely. Stocks continue to take a beating on Wall Street. The Dow lost 357 points to finish at 25,409. Andy Puzder, former CKE CEO, tells Fox News, like many things, though, this will pass.
This is a temporal thing. The coronavirus, we will solve. It's a problem we will solve. In the United States, we're on top of this. We have great medical facilities, unlike China.
President Trump set to nominate Republican Congressman from Texas, John Ratcliffe, to be the next director of national intelligence. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms coming up. Derek J. is going to tell us how to survive the coronavirus.
Virus.
We'll get into that on the way here. And, again, open phones for you. You can dial in about anything you want. Plus, I do want to make sure you know about Divvy. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In a few taps, they say you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar. Right in their mobile app, and then withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, then we'll get into the coronavirus thing. Coming up here with Derek J. Freeman, also Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight. Steven Zeiler, who would normally be here with us, was too busy with programming duties. That is your primary task at AnyPay, is to be the programming whiz genius who does the amazing work behind the scenes. So I'm sorry that we couldn't have you in the studio, but I'm glad you're here now. So, Steven, you're on the air.
Super happy to be here, Ian, yeah. And Nobody, and Derek.
Hey.
First of all, the Free State Bitcoin Shop excites thousands of people. It's actually awesome and inspiring. People know about it from all over the world.
It's true.
And we're coming up in our grand reopening of the Free State Bitcoin Shop with a single purpose. We are on a mission to connect every single person in the world with Bitcoin.
You know, I got to say, you guys have a grand vision over there at AnyPay, and I definitely appreciate it. Very lofty.
All right, and we're starting here because our neighbors in Portsmouth and in the broader Free State deserve to be connected to the global economy and insulated from all this chaos that happens with the politicians and the money. So, and before, it was really hard and confusing for everyone to get Bitcoin. But now, this year, Bitcoin has finally come out of beta, and it's ready for enterprise, and it's ready for everyone. And the experience with Bitcoin is much easier now, and it's going to be even easier for you when you come down and get your free Bitcoins.
Free Bitcoins?
Free Bitcoins for everyone. That's right. If you
that
have
sounds
never
too used, good to be true, Stephen.
It's not too good to be true. If you have never used Bitcoin before, and you live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, or the surrounding area, you can come down and get... We will show you how to get a Bitcoin wallet and give you $10 of Bitcoin on the spot that you can use in Portsmouth to learn to connect to the global economy.
That's a pretty cool offer. So you're saying this is a re-grand opening or another opening? Did you even know this was happening, Derek J? You look like you were caught off guard.
Yeah,
okay.
No. I didn't know he was going to call in an
announcement. Yeah, and of course, you have to catch us when we're here. So that's why it's really for Portsmouth people to start. And when we are here, and I always flip the sign to open when I'm in the office. But really...
Well, I was trying to leave to get to Free Talk Live, but people kept coming in.
That's true, and this is one guy who came in from the original Bitcoin shop, bought a hardware wallet, and now he's all confused, and he was like, you know, he was telling his kid, I don't do it right, son. I was storing them in this wallet, and you should use them like these guys.
Mm. Yeah, he did say that.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so they want to, and the best benefit of coming to the Free State Bitcoin shop is cutting through the baloney. And all the nonsense about all these different coins and how you've got to hodl this and no, you're going to get the easiest app. First of all, you can get it today. It's called Hand Cash on the App Store and Play Store. Super easy. Then you get a super easy email, like you get an email address where people can send you money. It's way better than any Bitcoin person has ever experienced before. Once you do that, we'll give you free Bitcoins.
Pretty amazing. Mm. That's a cool offer and a good excuse to get on over to the Portsmouth area and check out the Free State Bitcoin shop. What else did you want to share tonight, Stephen? Anything else?
That's all. Our new strategy is giving away free Bitcoins.
Cool.
We have this fun competition that's happening in our yoga studio. They've been using Bitcoin for years.
Yeah.
And now that Bitcoin's ready for mass adoption, it's finally simple enough and stable at version 1.0. There's this fun March Madness competition. If you don't know, March Madness is this big
kind of basketball
tournament. Uh-huh. But now at the yoga studio, they've renamed it March Madness. So it's a tournament to see who can do the most yoga.
Hardcore.
Everyone's curious about Bitcoins, but they don't really know how to get started. So
right.
They can get the Hand Cash wallet and give us their paymail address. And then every time they go to yoga, they're going to get $1 right in their wallet instantly. That's happening all month. So
every time they come in, ping, 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 dollar every single time.
That's right. And we're going to, I want to make this every time forever.
Or at least for the life of the yoga studio. Yeah, it's a cool idea. So that's what you stayed home to work on then.
Nice. Yeah, and decompressing. We went to this amazing Bitcoin conference overseas. last week.
Well, okay, so people are asking in the Discord room, and it brings up a discussion that almost happened right before we went on the air tonight. I think we have to get into this, Stephen. I don't know if you want to stay here for it, because I'm sure Derek can hash it out with nobody here. But, you know, the question is, which Bitcoin?
Well, the free one.
There's no such thing as a free Bitcoin.
All right, we're giving away the Bitcoin that's at version 1.0.0.
So that's
and this Bitcoin,
and what's the symbol of this, in case people want to look up the price?
The way to get it is by getting the hand cash wallet, and then you come to the Free State Bitcoin shop, where we will teach you about the Bitcoin that is the original Bitcoin protocol from the Bitcoin white paper.
Also known as...
So that sounds like BSV.
Bitcoin SV, which stands for Satoshi Vision. And this is where I think the conflict, if there was going to be some on the show tonight...
There won't be.
There will be no conflict.
Let me tell you, there will be no conflict.
Yeah,
you know why?
It reminds me of conversations I had. I took Middle Eastern history when I went back to college. And a few years ago, I just went back and took some classes I was interested in, and there were these Muslim guys. And so I was like, okay, so are you guys Sunnis, or are you Shiites? And they would be like, we are Muslim. We are the true Muslim. And would be like, okay, but are you Sunni or are you Shiite? And they would say, we are the true Muslim. Uh-huh. Well, which one is the true Muslim?
Here's the thing, Rich Paul. The one that we are. Nobody. We're not going to tell anybody about these other coins, and they're just going to go away. And we're the ones teaching everyone about it, and that's just how it's going to be. I think we're going to look back in the future, and no one's really going to know. Really, that there were all these coins.
I don't think that's likely, and I hope that's not the case. I think any form of maximalism is delusional. There should not be a single coin any more than there should be a single bank or a single grocery store, you know? And it's important because any one of these things can fail. Any one of them can be hacked. Any one of them can be overpowered by the Federal Reserve. But
that's right.
They can't all be destroyed.
Do you want to respond to that, Stephen? Do you want to hang on?
I will. But the Portsmouth people are never going to know about those because we're not going to tell them.
Stand by. We'll get you a longer response here to discuss this thing. Is it important to know which Bitcoin we're talking about? Will they all just disappear someday? It's Free Talk Live.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that, of course, is where you can join us if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Derek J.
All right, so we got Steven Zeiler on the line with us here, the other half of AnyPay. Actually, yep. You guys have another guy that you work with over there, Brandon. He's pretty cool as well. AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Be sure you check them out over there. And let's bring him back on here because we were just getting into a pretty big issue. An important question, because Derek J. and Steven, you guys talk about Bitcoin. You just said it's out of beta. It's now in 1.0, because Bitcoin for the last decade has been a beta piece of software. It's been in the testing phase, even though it's become this incredibly valuable thing. But one of the other things that happened...
Is it advertised as beta? Because I've considered it for some time to be production software.
I believe the old Bitcoin, BTC, is still in beta, if I'm not mistaken. But I have not been following it closely. Derek is nodding his head.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I did not know that.
But it's not BTC that you're talking about when you talk about Bitcoin, which, in my opinion, can lead to confusion. Because people who know better know that there are different things claiming to be Bitcoin out there.
And people don't know better, though.
I've been thinking about this, and
they don't know.
And the way I think we should treat it as journalists, or at least when we're doing the show, is to say, as you do, Bitcoin BTC, Bitcoin BSV, or Bitcoin BCH. Mm-hmm. So we're being equal. We're not placing one above the other. Mm-hmm. We're saying this is the symbol that it trades by, because that's what you look for when you look up a coin. And I don't feel it's my choice to say what's Bitcoin for you. And frankly, I will take and hold any of those three coins, mm-hmm. although I'll probably hold the BTC longest because
the BTC?
Yeah, well, just because it's too expensive to spend it. But I'll take it anyway. Yeah.
All right, go ahead with your response there, though, Stephen. You said people don't know.
That's right. We are ready to leave the fringe and capture the hearts and minds of the mainstream here in Portsmouth, and we are going to do it. And no one here knows anything you just said, and it's not in their best interest to hear that. As soon as they hear it, there will be confusion. And what's going to happen is we're going to give everyone Bitcoin. And everyone who receives Bitcoin will be able to connect with everyone else who received Bitcoin, because there will be one Bitcoin that they are receiving, and it will work at every place they go and everyone else who's participating. And that's going to be the most valuable and the simplest thing for them to understand.
Then I got to ask you some tough questions about this, okay? Because situations are going to come up, and I can think of one right now. I know that AnyPay operates vending machines, cryptocurrency vending machines in Portsmouth and one or two others elsewhere. I'm being told no, yes. Yeah, it's not a secret. You're putting your label on them, Derek J., so it's like it's not a secret that AnyPay runs vending machines. Are you going to stop selling Bitcoin BTC in those machines?
And
no, so this is not about selling Bitcoins, because we're not asking people to trade in their old money for this money that's less useful.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're connecting them because it is in our best interest and in their best interest for them to be connected to the new internet.
Okay,
So people can buy the BTC.
Okay, here's the reason I asked that question. Because what you have here, and without getting
it's
too technical,
there's going to be a failure to communicate.
There's going to be there is. What you've got going on here is these coins have all sort of forked off of one another. And I don't want to get too technical for new listeners out there, but just to try to summarize this, there was Bitcoin BTC originally.
That's the whole point.
It's split. I know,
avoiding.
I get, we don't want to have to explain this stuff, but the reality is it's split into Bitcoin Cash.
When they buy it, if they buy BTC thinking it's BSV because they think that's the only Bitcoin,
that's gonna
then
be a problem.
They're going to have
a cross-chain send, and they're going to lose their money. I hear what you're saying, and here's why it's not a problem. They're not buying it, and we're not asking them to, and they're not
going
to.
But if they become interested in it at some point,
they might
want
to buy it.
They will want more than the $10 worth you gave them.
And if
otherwise,
they come into the Bitcoin,
you've just thrown $10 away.
And the address,
only if they continue to use it that anything has been gained.
And remember that after Bitcoin, so again, Bitcoin BTC forked into two different coins competing now. Bitcoin Cash, BCH, and then Bitcoin BTC still existed. Then Bitcoin Cash forked into BSV, Bitcoin SV, and stayed as Bitcoin Cash. So then there was two of those competing. But then the BSV people got rid of the Bitcoin Cash special address thing that they came up with to try to discern Bitcoin Cash from the original Bitcoin. So now BSV is using the original Bitcoin-style addresses.
Oh,
so if you take
no.
BSV into, if you take a BSV wallet into a Bitcoin BTC vending machine and you scan that wallet address, that vending machine is not going to know that you have shown it a BSV wallet.
No,
and it's
that's not right. I'll tell you why. Hey, guys, let me respond.
Yeah.
The wallet we're giving people doesn't allow you to
I know, but they might get a different wallet.
No, see, that's it. Look.
I'm worried. I'm just a little worried about this. That's all, Stephen. I mean, you're gonna have to cross this bridge when you come to it.
I think you might. You can protect people from reality. And
yeah. I get what you're saying. You're saying
I
you want to
no. What I'm saying is reality.
Well, it's symbolic of our fight against the system. It's symbolic of your fight against reality.
Look,
So what's going to happen is anyone who wants to get their first Bitcoin wallet can come to 110 State Street in Portsmouth.
Yep.
If you're from Portsmouth or the area, and you can get the hand cash wallet beforehand.
I have it. It's a cool wallet, no doubt.
Or you can wait and come down here. And we're gonna be annoyed with you if you know about getting it ahead of time and you don't, then it's like, okay, come on. But we'll still help you, and you'll get $10 free, and it will be really easy. There will be no scanning. It will be really easy. It will
there
be
will
just
be no
like
scanning
your,
here.
It will be just like your Venmo. It's going to be just like your Venmo, except it's Bitcoin. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like my Venmo. My Venmo jacked me.
And they canceled your account after stealing money from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no,
oh, yeah.
Venmo,
so it's
going to
be as easy as how the kids do it with Venmo, and except no stealing.
Right.
And so it'll be really fun and happy.
I want to bring Valerie on the line. Hold on, Stephen. I got,
right,
Valerie in Georgia. She wants to talk about Bitcoin. Listening on the radio. Go ahead, Valerie.
Hey, guys. I'm a kind of a long-time listener, but first-time caller.
Welcome. And where are you in Georgia? Where are you
Ringgold.
Tonight? Ringgold. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. So, you know, I listen to you guys to try and educate myself in any way. And y'all constantly blow my mind because the things y'all talk about are so far above me. And I've been listening to this Bitcoin cryptocurrency, and I even kind of looked it up a little bit. And I don't know, where do you find out more information? One time I looked up something and one cryptocurrency or Bitcoin was like $14,000. Am I way off on this?
No, that did happen at one time, a couple years ago.
It was there, and we expect it to be there, or many of us expect it to be there again one day.
So I guess my question is, would it behoove me to like really get into this Bitcoin thing? I hear you guys talking with the other guy, and there's like two different kinds. I'm just really confused.
Stephen, you're on the line. Do you want to handle Valerie's question?
If you're really confused about it and you don't know what the benefit of it is,
yeah,
no, you should wait.
I would say you should start doing a little more research. And if you're ready to start learning, there's a lot that you can absorb about it. There's a great little video online called What is Bitcoin? It's a 2-minute long video that I highly recommend that people check out that will give you the real basic overview. And it makes it real easy to understand what makes Bitcoin and cryptocurrency different and what makes it special and why you should learn more about it. So I would be more encouraging of you on that one. Let's take everybody in the room, though. Go ahead, nobody.
I would, too. I would say get out there. This video sounds great, but there are lots of videos out there. And the thing is, to me, I think it's important. I don't want you to know what I told you. I want you to know what you've seen. So read about it. Read about
what is Bitcoin.
Read what the people who say it's good is. Read why people say it's bad too. Know both sides.
Yeah, yeah. Great points, Valerie. If you had more, you want to stick. We might get you an answer from Derek J. More coming up. Pre-talk live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.